It's 5:56 here on the ticket.
Hey everybody, summer's here, and it's the perfect time for a pool party. So jump on in with the Hardline and get ready for their brand new segment, Hardline Pool Party.
Cannonball!
We're living in a world that's full of changes. The latitudes have a wider range, but in the summertime, people want to.
All right.
That's what I like about the swimming pool.
Now that's an open.
The swimming pool is the place.
Who is this?
If you want a sense of
some band called the G-Men that I found on Amazon as I was looking for a song about swimming pools. And this is what I found.
This is wonderful. All right, so we're going to listen to a little LBJ audio today, right?
Yeah, it seems like, I don't know if there's been some recent release of a lot of old or lost White House tapes, but I've noticed a lot of this stuff on YouTube lately. This one particularly struck me as interesting because this is LBJ having a conversation with what I assume is a tailor or clothing maker.
So they don't have the other side of the conversation.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Oh, they do.
Yeah, you can hear this guy getting his ass whipped.
Why? Okay, why LBJ. Is this being recorded?
I think any phone conversation from the White House was recorded.
Video?
No, audio.
But isn't there video that accompanies
no.
this? Oh, it's just
no.
audio.
Yeah,
okay,
just
okay,
audio.
Okay.
Now, when you see this, there will be pictures of him
yeah.
on the phone. But it's not...
Just stills.
Yeah, it's just stills. It's not actual video.
Okay.
Now, the funny thing about... Go ahead.
No, my second question was, is how does this stuff get released?
I don't know. I think the White House has recently released a lot of unearthed LBJ tapes. And I'm sure that most of them are just as innocuous as this and have nothing to do with any Kennedy conspiracies.
Right.
Or
Vietnam.
Yeah, anything like that. This is a random conversation where he is trying to order some pants for the summer. Now... It's funny in its own right, but the more I listened to this, I was thinking, this sounds like Corby doing a prank phone call on somebody. Because it starts out very, I don't know, understated. He just wants to order some pants. But, boy, the add-ons and
yeah.
the add-ons that go onto this conversation.
The funny thing about this is he's done business with these guys before, and he likes what they do,
mm-hmm.
or so he tells them. And it's like the general vibe of it is he's just got a couple things that, you know, he wants them to do a little differently for him. Well, it keeps going on and on and on and on. And the next thing you know, they're all but making him a whole new pair of pants, you know, just a whole new design.
So we'll play it and edit. You can stop it whenever you want. But
okay.
Here's fun with LBJ.
Mr. Hager?
Yes, it's Joe Hager.
Hang
on. He's calling Hager.
Joe Hager.
He's calling Hager.
Holy
slacks.
Wow.
That guy's from Dallas.
Yes.
Yeah, he's a
P1,
too.
Wow.
At least Joe Hager the third is.
Yeah, this Joe
yeah, this
is probably long
probably
gone.
Original.
All right, go continue.
Mr. Hager?
Yes, it's Joe Hager.
Joe, is your father the one that makes clothes?
Yes, sir. We're all together.
Y'all made me some real lightweight slacks. He just made up on his own, sent to me 3 or 4 months ago. It's a kind of a light brown and a light green, rather soft green and soft brown. And they're real lightweight. Now, I need about 6 pairs for summer wear. I want a couple, maybe 3 of the light brown, kind of a almost powder color, like powder on ladies' face. Then there was some green, and then maybe some other light pair. If you had a blue in that or black, I'd have one blue and one black. I need about 6 pairs to wear around in the evening when I come in from work. And I need they're about a half an inch too tight in the waist.
All right, stop it just for a second here. How often do we think of the president of this great land of ours coming in from work?
Right.
I mean, I generally think of that being as a round-the-clock job that you're on.
That he's not punching in.
Yeah, and I know it's not that way. You know, I know that at some point during the day, he locks up the Oval Office and walks down the hall to the East Wing or whatever it is. And
lights up a Newport.
Right. and hangs out.
Don't they have people to make these phone calls too? Like, he could tell his buddy this is what he wants, or his assistant,
well,
or whatever.
He could, but he's going directly to the top. He's going to get this done because he's got Joe freaking Hager on the phone, and he's the president, and he wants to, if you want it done right, you got to do it yourself. And I think that's his mentality on this.
Go ahead.
Do you recall the exact size? I just wanted to be sure we get them right for you.
No, I don't know. You all just guessed at them, I think, son, but wouldn't you have the measurements there?
We'll find them for you.
I can send you a pair. I want them half an inch larger in the waist than they were before, except I want 2 or 3 inches of stuff left back in there so I can take them up. I vary 10 or 15 pounds a month.
A month?
So, leave me at least 2.5 or 3 inches in the back where I can let them out or take them up. And make these a half inch bigger in the waist.
Mm-hmm.
Make the pockets at least an inch longer. My money and my knife and everything fall out. Wait just a minute.
My knife?
Yeah, his knife falls out.
All right, so far we're wanting the waist a little bit bigger.
But he also wants 2 to 3 extra inches in the back so he can take them up or let them out.
Right, because he varies 10 or 15 pounds a month.
A month?
Right.
That's impossible.
We have that, and then he needs his pockets lengthened because his knife falls out when he sits down. Go ahead.
Hello. The pockets, when you sit down in a chair, the knife and your money comes out, so I need it at least another inch in the pockets. Yeah. Now, another thing, the crotch down where your nuts hang is always a little too tight. So when you make them up, give me an inch that I can let out there, because they cut me. They're just like riding a wire fence. These are the best that I've had anywhere in the United States. But, when I gain a little weight, they cut me under there. So, believe me, you never do have much margin there. But see if you can't leave me about an inch from where the zipper ends.
Love it. He just fires off a burp.
This is my grandfather, man. This guy ran our country.
Yes. Oh, yes. Can you back it up before the belch?
I mean, what the hell?
Oh, just wait.
I mean, do you really think that he needs to be dropping nuts, too?
Well, oh, just wait. Continue.
You never do have much margin there. But see if you can't leave me about an inch from where the zipper is. Round under my, back to my bunghole.
What?
So I can let it out.
What? Is he Beavis? I've never heard anybody say that word unless it was a total joke.
I haven't either. I didn't know that word even existed in 1964.
My bunghole.
What is this?
You don't get to say it.
What is Joe Hager thinking on the other end?
Joe Hager wants off the phone so badly.
I mean, he's really excited, I'm sure, talking to the president.
Oh, yeah.
But is he thinking to himself, this guy is the president?
Hey, it's just two guys talking.
Back it up just a bit so we can hear that gold one more time.
You never do have much margin there. But see if you can't leave me about an inch from where the zipper ends, round under my, back to my bunghole. So I can let it out there if I need to.
Fine.
Now, be sure you got the best zippers in them. These are good that I have. And if you get those to me, I would sure be grateful.
Okay, so now we've got more room that is needed in the crotch, and he wants to make sure that he's got the best zippers.
Best zippers available.
So this
started out, he just needed 6 pair of pants, just like the ones that he had.
Right.
But that needed to be a little bit bigger in the waist. Now,
so this is 5 add-ons that I've counted.
Continue.
White House. Now, I don't guess there's any chance of getting a very lightweight shirt, sports shirt, to go with that slack, is there? That same color?
We don't make them, but we can have them made up for you.
If you might look around, I wear about a 17. Extra long.
Like extra long.
Yeah, I sure would. I don't know whether that's too heavy for a shirt or not.
Heavy for sure.
I sure want the lightest I can in that same color of matching it. If you don't mind, you figure out somebody up there that makes good shirts and get me one to match each one of them, and if they're good, we'll order some more.
Wow. I just sure will appreciate this. I need it more than anything. And that's about it. I guess I could get a jacket made out of that if I wanted
good
to, couldn't I?
God.
No, I think the jacket. Jan Hager have a jacket made.
Yeah, he sent me some jackets for some earlier, but they were way too short. They hit me up about halfway down my belly. I had much longer waist.
Stop it for a second. Okay, this conversation's about to end. Listen to about... He's not going to give all the details. He's going to turn it over to his boy.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah.
I thought if they had material like that and somebody could make me a jacket, I'd send them a sample to copy from.
Well, I'll tell you what. If you will send us this, we'll get it. We'll find someone to make it.
Okay.
Okay,
I'll do that. Now, how do I, you give this boy the address, because I'm running for a funeral, and give him address just how to dress these trousers, so we'll send them to you. And don't you, you get the measurements out of them and add a half inch to the back, give
got
us
it.
An inch to
yeah.
the pockets, and
we covered this
inch underneath so we can let them out.
In other words, you like just a little more stride in the crotch.
Yeah, that's right. I want you to build these at least a half inch more and then leave me some in there.
Yes, sir.
Okay, here he is.
There he goes, and he hands it over to
his
boy.
You should have just got a jumpsuit, it sounds like.
Unbelievable.
He can make a jacket out of this material, right? I mean, who does he... Hager. They've been known for slacks for 100 years.
And he's ordering,
yes.
trying to order shirts.
Uh-huh.
So, it's pants with 5 add-ons. Then mm-hmm. we're into the realm of shirts.
We don't make shirts,
and
but
then
we can get you alone.
And then it's, and I don't guess you can make me a jacket, can
a
you?
A jacket?
Yeah, I don't,
out of this stuff.
I don't guess you can.
That's awesome. We need more LBJ. I wish
yes.
you were president today.
Oh, that was great.
Can you imagine the talks concerning Vietnam with his people in there and how crazy those talks must have gotten with that guy leading the charge?
I'm sure those are documented out there somewhere.
How many times the term yeller was used, I'm sure?
I'm sure there's books and all kinds of stuff that documents all that very well. All right, community quick hits are all the way. It's time to get the towels out and dry off here.
That was a good pool party. Way to
That's
Danny
right.
led us through that segment. Congratulations,
thank you.
Danny.
Mike, tomorrow, you're next.
Tomorrow, Mike, it's you.
I don't want to do it.
You got
to
do it.
You have to do it.
All right, 6:09 here on the ticket.
Well, yeah, community.